Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. It was a memorable year at age 100. Abram had got his name changed, visits from angels, destruction of a nearby city, and best of all, God fulfilled that promise. Come hear the story of the promised child. For Abraham, at age 100, it was a very memorable year. Promised child was born and named Isaac. On that day he was weaned from his mother, they held a great celebration. But at that time, there seemed to be an unwanted family member, Hagar, Sarah's personal slave, and her child, Ishmael. Sarah insisted that Abraham drive Hagar and her son from the camp. She did not want Ishmael to steal Isaac's inheritance. So Abraham rose early in the morning, took some bread and a canteen of water, and put them on Hagar's shoulder, and sent them away into the wilderness. And they walked for days. When the water was gone, she feared for their lives. She put her son underneath the shade of a few bushes and walked about a bowshot away, sat down and cried. Through her tears, she cried out to the God of Abraham. "I do not wish to see my son die." A voice, an angelic voice, spoke. "Do you remember? God said he will make a great nation of him. Arise and open your eyes and drink." She opened her eyes, and a spring of water was right in front of her. She filled her canteen. And how sweet was that water! The lad learned how to hunt and live in the wilderness. He was an excellent archer, and when he was of age, they traveled to Egypt, where Hagar was born. It is from the land of Egypt Ishmael took a wife, and God made a great nation of this man. Not what you expected. You thought this was going to be a happy family story where all ends well. In God's storybook, it tells of the harsh realities of life and politics as God weaves his plan. Next, you'll see what God will ask of Abraham, what to give up. I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.